today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Et ça, c'est mon traducteur universel. Et malheureusement, jusqu'à présent, il ne fait que traduire ce qu'on lui dit en une incompréhensible langue morte.
Bonjour.
Guten Tag.
Machine stupide.
Hello, everybody. Patrick here. Happy Thursday. If you've been listening this week, you know that my co-host Jim Linehan is not around this week, so I've been kind of doing some solo stuff, talking to friends, and tomorrow I'm going to have a good buddy of the show on to discuss a pretty cool topic as well. So thanks for listening very much, and today I'm going to start off a new feature that I hope to do occasionally, and I think it's going to be fun. The idea here is to just briefly talk about the first release on iconic indie record labels. And since we're all big indie fans, you know, a lot of us anyway, came up in the 80s and indie really hits home for us. So I thought it'd be a lot of fun to go back and look and do that. I was doing some reading recently about some record labels and was just really surprised, you know, at what some of the very first releases were. And I'd like to start today with the label Rough Trade Records. And I'm going to read from the source of all human knowledge here, if you will indulge me. And I quote, Rough Trade began as a record shop opened by Jeff Travis on Kensington Park Road, West London, in February 1976, with Travis reportedly taking the label name from the Canadian art punk new wave band Rough Trade. It was inspired by what Travis has described as the community-based environment of the City Lights bookstore in San Francisco, and specialized in garage rock and reggae. So Jeff Travis had opened a record shop. People started hanging around. Some of the early customers actually were hired as employees. And in the year 1978, they actually started a label. You know, basically, they were a home for a lot of records that you couldn't find in a lot of other places. A lot of records that came out on small labels they stocked. They stocked fanzines. Labels like Factory and Two Tone, for two examples, are listed here in their biography. And all kinds of stuff that came from Europe and, you know, art punk and garage and all kinds of different stuff. And especially, you know, as I said, a lot of reggae music that was imported. People hung around. It was kind of a networking place. You'd run into other people there, other musicians. I'm sure many bands probably formed, you know, by meeting in the Rough Trade record shop. And early on, the label issued records by people as diverse as Augustus Pablo, Cabaret Voltaire, Stiff Little Fingers, Subway Sect, Electric Eels, Kleenex, Swell Maps. And notably, in 1979, Rough Trade's first full-length album, Inflammable Material by the Stiff Little Fingers, reached number 14 in the UK charts. It was the first independent album to sell over 100,000 copies in the UK. Another little fact from their bio there. And that was the first album they put out, 1979. And of course, Rough Trade later went on to sign the Smiths and released many famous records and actually picked up a lot of UK distribution for American bands that didn't have UK deals. They would go through Rough Trade. What was the very first record they put out? Well, this is interesting. The first record they ever put out came out in 1978, and it was by a French punk band called Metal Urbain. I guess that's how you say it. I think that's how you say it. That's how I've always said it. If I'm saying it wrong, sorry. And it was a 7-inch single, RT-001, came out in, I guess, late 1977, early 1978, with two songs on it, Paris Maquis and Clé de Contact. And I thought this was really fascinating. You know, what is 001 of this label? So it's Metal Urbain. And right now, why don't we cue up a little bit of side one?
Inventer la liberté. Fiché traité, maltraité. Face aux nervis camouflés. Solide gardien de l'abri. Payé armé pour nous tuer. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, pédale dans la poche. Je te juge les dates contre moi. Fasciste. Paris m'a dit quotidien. Un seul truc est où tu perds. Terre en meurtre à chaque instant. Trop de détails assassins. Fragilité, liberté. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Assassine, l'état dans la poche. Je te juge, l'état contre moi. Fasciste.
Okay, there you have it. Speedy, shouting, dense. It's raw, very raw in a way that reminds me of, I don't know if you guys have heard the West Coast, art rock band Chrome. Sounds a little bit like Chrome. It's got some intense influences, that you'll, you know, later hear in bands like, gosh, I don't know, Big Black even, you know, might sound a little bit like that. And a lot of bands. So it's kind of cool that was their first release. And this is actually not Metal Urbane's first release. They actually had another single that came out before this and called Panic with Lady Coca-Cola that came out on the Cobra label. And the story apparently goes is that they went into Rough Trade Records to get some advice from Jeff Travis. Ask him, hey, how can we get our music to a wider audience? What should we do? Like, do you have any tips? Can you help us? And they ended up actually putting out a 7-inch record for Metal Urbane. They were influenced apparently by metal machine music by Lou Reed, it says. They were one of the first punk groups formed in 1976 in Paris, and their name means urban metal. So that makes a lot of sense. One thing that was interesting about Metal Urbane too was they had a very organized approach to their art. They always had very stark colors, blacks and whites and reds. The cover of this one shows the Eiffel Tower upside down, and a very sort of, you'd almost call it stenciled look to their name. And it's somewhat reminiscent too of like old Soviet propaganda poster art. Anyway, this was their second single. They basically put out one record during their first period of activity. They were together until around 1980, late 1979, and broke up. And then, like many bands, they reformed actually all the way into the 2000s. But during that first period, they put out some singles. Let's see, they put out three singles, and they put out one album, which I'm not going to try to attempt to pronounce, but it basically was a collection of the singles they put out and part of a John Peel Radio one BBC session that they did. John Peel invited them to do a live session. So you can find that out there. And there's still some stuff available. It seems to be mostly in print and really cool stuff. So there you go, folks. A little history lesson for today. How's that? Now you know, if it comes up in trivia or somebody walks up to you on the street and asks you, hey, man, do you happen to know what the very first record released on Rough Trade Records was? And you could say, yeah, it was that Metal Urbane single, Paris Marquise, with Clé de Contact on the B-side. That was a little bite-sized history lesson for you all folks today. I hope you appreciated that. I'm going to try to do this, you know, when we can, and start doing some research and digging into some of these iconic labels and find out what the very first release ever came out was. And if you have any suggestions or ideas for what might make a fun one, let me know. Or if you want to talk about Metal Urbane, let us know too. You can send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us all the way across the social media spectrum at suburbspod. You can stick your head out the window and yell, but do not send a flaming arrow, please. It's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. And you might spark an incident that we don't want any part of. So no flaming arrows. But that's it. Thanks for listening to this short little podcast today. Tomorrow, as I said, my buddy Bill Mulligan's going to be here with me, and we're going to talk about some stuff. He's coming down to the basement. He's actually going to be IRL in person. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bill's going to come down and we're going to chat about a cool idea he has. So make sure to tune in for that. My name is Patrick Foster. As I said, Jim Lanahan is away, but he will be back soon, and our voices will blend once again in harmony. I'm going to play you out now with the B-side of Metal Urbane's single, the first record ever released on Rough Trade, RT-001. Here's the B-side, Clé de Contact, and we will talk to you tomorrow.